This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, hour number three coming at you hard and live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Ah, I slather it all over my weapons. You would think I enjoy it. Well, I had quite a few people, like Dr. John Adine and my guest, were calling me at the 11th hour trying to get me to go to Tampa, but I couldn't go. So, I don't know what happened in Tampa. I know quite a few people got up and spoke. I could have maybe been one of them. I don't know. I didn't get to go. So, joining us with a little bit of a recap of what happened out there, and plus we're going to hear some self-defense gun stories, is one Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Great to be with you again, Bill. Missed you in Tampa.
Well, you know, I got those duties I got to perform and everything. John was real nice. He's sending me pictures of what's going on while I'm doing the show. It was, you know, it was lovely. It was
It would have been a bit of a busman's holiday for you because we broadcast how many hours over those 2 days? Almost as much as you put on the air.
That's right. You were doing a live stream. Were you doing it for AmmoLand?
It went up at AmmoLand. It went up at a number of sites. Both AmmoLand and The Truth About Guns carried, you know, hot links that would throw you to the YouTube streaming video.
Ah. So what could I have, like, would I have been the guy you could have let? I could have spelled you while you guys were going to get lunch and stuff. That would have been cool.
We pulled in a couple guests to sit behind. Well, we had interviews during the breaks, many of which you've had on your show, a few you didn't, and a few celebrities that just dropped in and shocked everybody.
That's cool. There's been a lot of people I haven't had a chance to interview yet, Rob. I've interviewed a few, but there's been a lot that I haven't had a chance to interview yet. Anyway, GRPC, what'd you think? I mean, what's the main thing you came away from with that? What's the main thought process you came away from with that?
Well, there are first the speakers and the speeches, and Bill, to be blunt, they didn't say anything you haven't said during the last 6 months. Some of them might have put a much finer point on it, like having a former federal attorney sit there and say, yeah, the government is using malicious prosecution for political ends. And you go, holy crap, a federal prosecutor just said that in front. And you, not only did she say it there, she wrote a book about it. Holy cow, that's, you know, that if I said that, everybody go, Rob, that's a conspiracy theory. Let's see some documentation. She was there. She saw it. Wow. On the other hand, equally dramatic were the inspirational people that you have on every time. Women getting into this. I mean, think back 5 years ago. Would you have expected students for concealed carry to be a thing?
No.
A whole new support facet of the right to keep and bear arms. Buckeye Firearms Foundation. Let's put firearms in schools so our children can be kept alive till the police get there. Firearms in churches, because any place, because those are also targets for vengeful people. So let's say the GRPC was your show on steroids.
With different people and more microphones. That's probably a good way to put it. I like it. I may be able to see. I was just afraid of being down there. Dean looks like he could get out of hand.
Well, see, we needed you down there.
He looks like he could get completely out of hand down there. I know about those MDs. I hung out with him for 9 days in the ICU. I know all about him. So anyway, were the brothers Knox there? Did they show up this year?
Jeff was there.
Okay.
Jeff Knox, the Firearms Coalition, and he spoke. He spoke about Operation Gun Vote, very important. And he said, you know, we can get any answer we want in this election. It matters who gets off the bench and decides they're going to exercise their right to vote. Yeah. I mean, gun owners in California couldn't be bothered to sign a petition to repeal a bunch of anti-gun laws. Ultimately, we get the government we deserve. The rules are made by people who show up and participate.
They have like 9 million gun owners in California?
Yeah, I think actually more than that, you know, enough to sway any election.
Any election.
Let's see, Stephen Gutowski, AWR Hawkins, and of course, our friend Mark Walters, you know. So the media was well represented. Lawyers, Alan Gura
was there, wasn't he?
Yes, and Jensen and Schmutter and people that have argued in at least state Supreme Courts, if not the Supreme Court. Wow. It goes on and on and on. And, of course, John Lott, whom you've had on.
I've never had John on.
Really?
I have never had John Lott on. I've called John Lott a bunch of times on the phone.
Yeah?
And when I talk to him, I'll be like, John, I'd love to have you on my show. And he'll be like, well, that's great. You need to call this lady and set it up. I'll be thinking, John, that's exactly what I thought I was doing with you. But I've never had John on the show.
Okay. Yeah, and that lady, Nikki Gozer, was there as well.
Now, I've had Nikki.
Okay.
I had Nikki before she joined the organization, which is the John Lott organization, which I guess he founded that because he got tired of just being John Lott, the guy that wrote the book. So,
well, and
Crime
Prevention Research Center.
There you
and
go.
That way he can collect funds rather than have to self-fund.
Because being an advocate is it's
expensive.
It's a monk-like experience.
It is. Okay, so Masad Ayoub starts to sit down in our chair during a break.
All right.
And goes, wait a minute, I've got somebody else you might want to talk to. So I swear he popped him out of his back pocket. I didn't see him coming. There's George Zimmerman sitting there, and we talked to him. He goes, I'm glad to be here. They just prosecuted the gentleman who tried to murder me in my car. And you're all, yow!
And they just unelected the woman that prosecuted him.
That prosecuted him, and he said, she was truly evil. It's really good that she was. I'm not a perfect guy. I didn't deserve what happened to me. And learn from my mistakes. And
with Assad, it was probably something like, all right, I have somebody here, someone else here that you would like to talk to, right? That's Massad. He got
right. Massad whispers in the earth rumbles. Exactly. Yeah.
Rob Morse, you can catch him at Fly Society Podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories, which we're going to get into some of those in just a little bit. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
From the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact that you cannot detonate something near them and make them fail to function. Tacticalholsters.com, give that a look. My guest this hour is Rob Morse from many things. He's from the Polite Society podcast. He writes at ClashDaily.com. He writes at Amoland.com. He writes at the Slow Facts WordPress or Slow Facts blog that is put out by WordPress. Or you know what it is. and he also does a podcast, an excellent podcast, which is like a rush in and hit you with the facts podcast, self-defense gun stories. Let's talk, it's been a while.
It has.
Feed me, Seymour.
All right. We'll go to self-defense gun stories. Normally these are presented as snack foods.
So. Right.
We'll open them up, and then we'll talk about them.
Okay.
Are you armed at home? You are.
Yes.
Some of your listeners are. Here's a story for those of your listeners that aren't. A couple drove to their Lubbock, Texas home. It was fairly late, and as they pulled into their driveway, who should meet them coming out of the darkness? An armed robber wearing a ski mask, pointing a gun at the driver. He demands that the couple get out of their car and hand everything over, keys and money. The passenger grabbed the couple's handgun and passed it to the driver, who was sitting by her husband sitting behind the wheel. The driver then pulls the gun up through the window, fires several times. The robber is struck in the leg. He decides this was a bad idea for that night. He runs. This is where things get a little odd. It sounds like the police picked the robber up alongside the road several blocks away before the couple who was robbed had calmed down enough to call the cops. So that's bad. You want to win the second call, the second problem you have, and that's to call the cops so that you're the good guys.
Right.
Fortunately, the victims were shaken but unharmed. The robber was released from the hospital and taken to jail. So, what strikes you first, Bill?
Well, probably they were going. They shot him, right? So they had that.
Oh, yeah.
They had the adrenaline dump happening, and they were too busy in the middle of the adrenaline dump. And apparently, he's pretty mobile because he got a long way down the street before they had a chance to call. Do we know how much elapsed time was in between being shot and being caught?
We don't. We don't. Far enough to go a couple of blocks, but
yeah.
That's all we know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would imagine he probably had his own adrenaline dump going on. He probably didn't know he'd been shot. Do we know? That would be my guess.
Well, it did catch up with him. But imagine,
yeah.
This is in Texas. You
can carry
a loaded gun in your car without a concealed carry permit. Any citizen can do that. But do they know how to present a gun in the car? Now you're passing a loaded gun from one person to the other while your adrenaline is through the roof.
Yeah, that's actually quite lucky that somebody's hand didn't claw up and pull the trigger and, you know, send around through the bottom of the floor, through the back of the car seat or something.
Those accidents are legend, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Now, the good news is the police do this all the time. It's not entirely unusual for them to shoot from the car, their car. And we've codified it. Vehicle combative courses are available.
Right.
So you can learn how to maneuver without pointing your gun at you. And let's face it, shooting yourself is a really bad way to start a gunfight. It was interesting. I spoke with Tatiana Whitlock this morning about this very incident. you go to the square range and you think you're practicing. I got another idea. Turn off your cell phone, come in, get a blue gun, go to your car, figure out all the places that gun points as you try and point it out the window. That's pretty low key. Now, to your empty cell phone, pretend you're making the call, because the emergency isn't over until the good guys arrive. You have some jobs you have to do.
Right.
Tell them where you are, who you are, what you look like, pretty much in that order. Because if you lose the call and all you've told them is where you are, help's on the way. They may not know who. It might not get there as fast. But that's the most, that's the key. They have to know where to send people. You know what? Go ahead.
Do any training courses actually have the phone call as part of the training syllabus, or does it stop at making the phone call?
Yes. Some training courses include it. That's really what separates the safety courses from the real look. This is about saving your life if you're attacked at home. Let's take the experience through all the things you need to know, not just punching holes in paper.
Yeah. Well, as someone who's had to make that call, albeit I was at a very young age, I remember it quite vividly. So I just wondered about that, because that is one of those moments that sticks with you. And it is something that needs to be mastered, and it's something that needs to be trained to do, really.
Yeah, why not practice it when it's easy? It's going to be a lot tougher when that adrenaline dump hits you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to in the middle of that's one of those things. If you could manage to make the phone call without throwing up all over your phone, you're doing pretty good.
Exactly it. You're stuck with I'll call it a numb tongue. You've got such an adrenal dump, it's hard to talk.
Yeah.
Followed by the desire to tell the 911 operator all your troubles, because you've just been through a bad experience and you want to connect with someone and have them tell you that it's okay.
Yeah, that's a bad
thing. Your lawyer gets to untangle all your motor mouth. And
we're back. Hang on for me. Wow. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
I turn it down. I can't take those bumps when they're coming in. They would kill me. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's
Oh, look at that. Okay. Computers are our friends. Joining me again from the land of so many things is Rob Morse. when you and Paul are recording the Polite Society podcast, do you ever have the computer just decide to stop your audio for you?
Yeah. But since we do a podcast, we get to go, okay, I'll be back in 5 minutes when we restart everything except, you know, the washing machine in the kitchen, and maybe things will work. It's tough on live radio.
The only reason there's no gunfire going on here is because I got a board op somewhere in Minnesota who I would deafen him. Because otherwise, anyway. We were talking about the physiological problems people go through when they shoot somebody in self-defense. With self-defense gun stories where you're out there and you're working with the self-defense instructors, does that ever come up? Do you guys ever discuss that?
We do. And think about it. We think we train when we stand in a range and shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't make you run. We don't scare the daylights out of you, make you run, make you try and hit a target. Probably it's moving. You should be here. Now when you think you've done the job, talk into the phone. And, I mean, Sean Maloney was just on in the previous hour. He can tell you that sometimes the outcome of a court case can hang on a single word. And if you don't know, you can sit there and say, I just had a terrible accident. A prosecuting attorney or a defense, you know, depends on how it works out, could sit there and say, oh, you just confessed that it was your fault. You have to know what to avoid, because otherwise, if you're the victim, you could still get wrung out to dry. That's our legal system. We don't have a justice system. You need to learn how to defend yourself when you pick up the phone and call the police.
As far as the physiological aspect, I'm sure that ranges, and it's going to be different from person to person. In the case of me, later on, it turned into something that manifested itself later on, after the incident. So I was able to keep my collective stuff together before, during, and after. And then later after, in those moments, well, let's just say that's when I started taking up smoking.
Now, here's something that you may have mentioned. And if our listeners take away just one thing, there's a huge temptation to want to convince the policeman so he'll be on your side. Right after the accident happens, you literally can't think straight.
No.
You think that's when your memory's at its best. It isn't. You're making things up to fill in gaps. You need one, maybe two sleep cycles so that literally people, we've conducted this experiment. We know how it works out. Give yourself a break. Talk to your lawyer. Get a night's sleep. Your lawyer will talk to you late in the next day. Then you're ready to give a statement to the police. That's different than saying, I want your help. I was the victim. Here's where we can find evidence. But once you've made those statements, please do your lawyer a favor and close your mouth.
Yeah, it gets a little sticky after that.
Yeah, as George Zimmerman, you know, was talking, he goes, there's only so many boats I can afford to give my lawyer. It's just, come on.
Yeah. How is he in person? I mean, how is he today? Because there's been reports of him out there in the wild being sort of, I don't know, shall we say, asshat-ish.
Yep. He had a tough time, and he'll admit it. And he goes, man, I've been through a lot. I learned a lot. Learned from what I did. Could happen to anybody. Preferably, you'll make better mistakes than I made. You know, a very humble guy, really, at this point.
I think
you don't have armored side panels in your car because people haven't shot at you, Bill.
No.
George has. But, wow.
See, here's the thing about George. I think George is a sort of like a tip of the iceberg of people that do carry guns. I think most of them are more like George than they are like you, than they are like me. And I think that it's just, I think that was just an indicator of the fact that he just didn't know any better. I mean, I don't know what he thought his permit or his neighborhood watch status. I don't know what he thought it gave him. But it gave him just enough for him to let his better judgment go astray and get out of that truck.
Which 99 times out of 100 would mean nothing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, it was raining. I wanted to get out and see the street sign, look to see if I could see the guy. Nope. In this case, he paid the price for a momentary lapse to do something that, on the face of it, doesn't look like extremely bad judgment. In this case, it was.
Most people can't get punched in the head on the blind side when they're wearing a car.
That's good. Yes, that big steel box does offer us some protection.
So,
I've got the next gun story. Do we have time?
We got 2 minutes. In that 2 minutes, what have you got coming up on Polite Society Podcast next? The next time you guys put it together?
Well, we'll talk about GRPC. We haven't. Okay, the Gun Rights Policy Conference is a huge 6-hour dump onto YouTube. part of what we're doing in the background is chopping it up so that you can hear Rick Ector all by himself or John Lottle. They have to be split up, labeled, sometimes we even incorporated the text. I don't know that we're going to do that this year. We have got, gosh, Bill, the reason you didn't go to GRPC wasn't that you didn't have the time when you're there. It's that it trashes you for days on each end. So it wasn't the weekend. We're still recovering. We haven't even scheduled our next podcast, but there's so much news. Oh, out of California? I mean, who knew that Jerry Brown was going to veto some of the most egregious gun control bills that we've seen? But still, he passed some really horrific ones. It's plenty to talk about.
With somebody like him, which, I mean, he's a throwback to Woodstock.
Yes,
Who knows what Moonbeam's thinking when he's looking at a piece of legislation?
Whatever he thinks first that he's part of the Democratic Party and has to at least support them in part, no matter how wrong they are. So he's a party politician first. He may actually like guns. He's a gun owner, but that doesn't mean he won't infringe our rights to stay in political favor.
Now, there's a lot of things Jerry Brown has been in the past and will be in the future. Let's just say I'm glad he's not the governor of South Carolina. Anyway, Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Slow Facts Blog, Clash Daily, Ammoland.com, and so much more. That's what Rob Morse is. That's where you can find him. Go check out his stuff. He and Paul with the Polite Society Podcast, he gets on there with Self-Defense Gun Stories and has a tactical instructor pull this stuff apart. Good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com. www.thedeaddoctorsdon't lie.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, last time on Firing Line, live from the Second Call Defense Completing Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, nailed it. Nothing went. Anyway, nothing ended prematurely. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, as we get ready to go away, is Rob Morse. We've been talking about a great many things. How much, when you were there
yes,
at GRPC, in your capacity, knowing about all the stuff, you know, the hard looks you take at self-defense, how many people are, if you had Rick Ector there, if you had Masad Ayoub there, if you had you there, I mean, how many of the self-defense training types were there?
Wow. Let's see. Not that many. You know, a handful. Because it's fundamentally about politics and activism. Who else besides Rick? Oh, wow. You know what? I am in such deep trouble because every person I forgot is going to just call me up and let me have it. I wanted to mention that Sean was there. We got to, okay. He was there for about half a day before he had to bolt off and do something else. Now, let's say there were a dozen active trainers there. Well, maybe 15.
Let's tell the truth about Sean, shall we? John and Rob and me all tried to meet Sean in the 3 days we were at the NRA meetup, and we didn't get to see him once, did we?
It's like trying to bottle smoke. Well, I got to meet with him, talk with him, have some drinks with him, but then he had to be someplace else pretty quick. So
yeah, it's like trying to catch Bigfoot on 4K video,
or Hillary Clinton telling the truth, you know.
Oh,
I've heard reports of it, but
that's even rarer than trying to catch Bigfoot. Anyway, so you know, the reason I ask that is because it seems like you don't see very many political people at SHOT Show, do you?
No, it's the wrong venue.
Well, I don't know that it's the wrong venue. I think that the biggest issue that we have in the gun world today is the fact that neither one of none of the various facets of it acknowledge one another or their role or try to help one another.
Right.
Now, I understand why some people do it, because constantly all we hear about the NRA is they're just out there trying to sell guns. Well, I wouldn't say that's what they're doing, but I could see where somebody might think that if they're out there trying to champion the right, because that's what enables us to buy guns, right?
Right.
But at the same time, I've told I don't know how many of these trainers, you absolutely have got to acknowledge the political side of it, because that's what enables you to train people. And I'm waiting for that tectonic shift where one day we start seeing, the rock stars beating their way into a GRPC, the NRA show is sort of an amalgamation of both. It's the trade, it's the political side, it's the advocates and all this other stuff, which is fine, but I think everybody should be at every show.
If you could, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There were some trainers there. I coaxed some people with whom I'd taken training and said, look, because you're such strong advocates, you'll really enjoy this. And they really had their batteries recharged. They enjoyed it a lot. The streets do step-by-step gun training. They're down in Naples, Florida.
Well, I'm encouraged, and at the same time, I just wonder what's going to be that trigger that gets us all on that same page.
You know what? Someone was talking about that. Even though this is an election year and many people are very free with their opinions about the candidates, how many have made phone calls, stuffed envelopes, even gotten a yard sign, put a bumper sticker on your car? That barrier's pretty low. No, we'd rather complain than do something. Maybe if things get bad enough, people will get off their behind. Let's face it, in California, there are, 9 million gun owners. They could change any election they wanted to get up and vote for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every time I get out there, if I'm stumping for any, right now I'm stumping for Trump because he's the nominee. Okay.
Right.
Doesn't matter if he's my first choice or my last choice or whatever. He's the nominee. He's the last man standing.
Yep.
And I get told, well, Bill, he's not conservative. He's not Republican, Bill. He's the nominee.
I love that. And let's face it, a bunch of people, because there were, 16?
17.
17 to start in the primary. That means a lot of people walked away with their feelings hurt and then decided, with 70 days, how many days are we out now? 50?
We're coming up on October, so maybe about 5 weeks. I don't think it's 50 days.
Might be more than that. But, at this point, it's the wrong time to start a third party. You want to do that, start now for 5 years from now? Great. But to suddenly discover your principles when you weren't campaigning and donating early, are you part of your state's nominating convention? It's not hard to do, but you have to get off your couch. Well, since you didn't, and by the way, a lot of those people who were there are going, Trump isn't the guy I voted for, but I've worked hard enough for this process that I now support him because they want to beat Hillary. Good idea. If everybody sits out and plays third party, I think we should throw away the third party and the Republicans, start another one, because both of them are useless. Look what the Libertarians threw up on the floor and asked us to vote for. My goodness.
Have you ever met him, Gary Johnson?
No.
I have met Gary Johnson. And it's a little bit like being in the presence of Gilligan in a suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And the fact that he was a Republican governor of New Mexico, I think it was, right? New Mexico?
Yeah. Yep.
Astounds me, because that's where Susan Martinez is, or was, and I mean, she was pretty conservative, and here he is, and, I mean, this guy is, he's for everything. He doesn't have any position. Hey, Gary, are you for marijuana? Yeah. Are you for law and order? Yeah. Are you for felons getting their rights back? Yeah. Do you know any other words besides yeah? Yeah.
You and I were hoping that, that at least the libertarians could take a principled stand for smaller government.
Well, that's
unfortunately, Mr. Welcher isn't doing that, and Mr. Johnson is doing a very poor job of it. So
the ones, wow. the ones that are part of the libertarian process that put these two cats in place completely. I mean, before that, I was like libertarian, cool. I get it. I understand how you might try to be viable. No more. No, you guys settled. You were just looking for a name, and you think Johnson was it? I mean, God. Anyway, I'm spinning my wheels here.
Who do you have coming on tomorrow, Bill?
Who do I have coming on tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm going to have Larry Lasky, the owner and CEO of Frog Loop, and I'm going to have Sam Huber, who is one of the blog writers at the surprisingly excellent Alien Gear Holsters blog.
Good. Good.
And I like Sam's stuff. Sam's stuff is nearly as good as the Morsian stuff that I do.
Thank you. The writing's been a little sparse lately since I've been on the road.
I just gave all of your followers a new name. They're Morsians.
Morsian. There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Catch, Rob, Fly Society Podcast, Self-Defense, Gun Stories. We'll do this again in about 21 hours. Never been about gun control. Always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.